All right, everyone, I have Lars Riise, who is a member of parliament in Norway, who's joining me on the phone to talk a little bit about the aftermath of the attacks in Norway and how that country is feeling, sort of giving us some perspective on the situation. Mr. Riise, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Tell me what this is like for your country. I know you obviously watched our nation from afar go through 9/11. Is this your 9/11?
Absolutely, this is our 9/11, and it was maybe even a bigger shock for Norway to experience this, because we have never seen anything like this in our country. Even during World War II, Oslo was not impacted in this way, like a lot of destruction of the buildings and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a big shock for us, and a big surprise. It's completely unreal.
What are you seeing and hearing from neighbors and friends? I mean, how are things changing? I know we were talking before we recorded, and you said you normally don't even lock your doors. Is life changing there?
I cannot speak for all the reasons, but I know in many smaller communities, it's not necessary to lock the doors. And the security level is like this. A policeman is not carrying guns here.
Mm-hmm.
That's only in very special situations then that they have to apply for using a gun. But normally, police officers have no weapons. And, of course, if there were no weapons probably on this island.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody to protect them. And we had, I think there is one police helicopter in the country. And that police helicopter was not in use because of vacation. So it took more than an hour from the report came from the island about the shooting until the shooter was arrested, which is, of course, a problem that we have been in a situation where we were not really on the alert. We did not expect anything like this.
Right. What do you think will change in Norway as a result of this? I mean, you were in the legislature for 8 years. You left in 2005. What do you think?
Well,
you know the people
in the
there.
In the beginning, in the parliament, you could just walk into the parliament even without registering. Now, the last years, the security level has increased a lot, and I assume that it will increase more. You know, there is around the U.S. embassy in Oslo, there is blockage. It's physical blocking, so it's impossible to come close up by a car.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have a similar blocking around the royal palace or the prime minister's house or the foreign ministry.
Mm.
I mean, any car can drive up completely close up to these buildings. And this is because we have never experienced terrorism in Norway. And this is a major event since the mass killings here is just enormous.
I read in the paper this young man who's accused may face a maximum of 21 years in prison based on how the Norwegian law is written, but they can keep someone if they're considered a danger longer, which one would assume they would attempt to do in this case. But do you think the law needs to change there?
I don't think that's necessary. What would be a problem would be if he was released after 10, 12 years, if you have a nice behavior in prison, and that will not happen because he will be kept, I think, for the rest of his life. I think, and it will be very surprising if that doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
We are, of course, not in favor of death penalty. We had death penalty after World War II,
mm-hmm.
but there is a very strong opposition against the death penalty all over Europe. So even in the Council of Europe, you cannot be a member of the Council of Europe if you don't have a death penalty.
Mm-hmm.
And we see in countries with death penalty that it doesn't always help. The crime rate in countries with death penalty is high still. So, but we have to protect the society against